paragraph Tesvov, v'zeh b'chinas uvabizo loy sholchu es yodom. And this will explain why the Torah tells us in the Megillah that when the Jews defeated all their enemies at that time, they did not touch any booty. They didn't look to take any booty, any possessions from them. Upirush Rashi, Rashi explains, shelo yir ha-melech ayin ra'alze, so that the Ahasuerus shouldn't look with an evil eye at this. That latest, the Jews are plundering, the Jews are taking all the money. Ki heru shehem achshav b'chinas toivayin, because they showed that they had achieved the level of toivayin, ve'in lohem shum taivas mamon klal, and therefore they have no desire for anybody else's money. Shu b'chinas rayin, which is an example of rayin, shekol echot miskamei b'mamon chaveroi, where every person is jealous about what another person has. They look at what the other person has with envious eyes. Avalheim yotzu mitaivazu, but the Jews had left that completely. Ve'ein lohem shum ayin ra b'momen klal. They have no evil eye when it comes to money. They have no interest at all in anybody else's money. Ve'ein noisnim einayim b'momen shel habiza, and they didn't even look towards this booty of their enemies who they killed, who wanted to kill them. They didn't even want to touch that. Ki zochu al yedei Mordechai lebechinas toivayin. Because through their leader Mordechai HaTzadik, they were zeicher to get to this level of toivayin. V'yalkein hichniu es harayin, and this helped them to defeat Haman the Ra'ayin, ad she'yevshe she'yir la'melech Ra'ayin, to the point where even Achashverosh could not look at them with a negative eye that, look, the Jews are grabbing all the booty. Ki heim ichniu es ha-ra'ayin kanal, because they had succeeded in eliminating the ra'ayin from the Jewish people. Paragraph Tezayin. V'zeh b'chinas mishloach monos ish l'reyo matonos l'avyoinim. This will explain the mitzvahs of Purim, which are especially sending gifts to our friends and giving monies, gifts to the poor people. Because Purim is a time when we need to give charity, which is an example of this good eye, which brings blessing. As the pasuk says there, toiv ayin hu yevorach. A person who has a good eye will be blessed. Why? Ki nosan milachmoy ladal. Because he shared his bread with the poor person. Kioz ein shum ra ayin klal rak toivayin. Because on Purim is a time when there is no ra ayin, there's only toivayin. Shenoisnin ba'ayin yofo v'toivo l'chol apoyshet yad litoil, whereby every Jew tries to give generously to anybody who puts his hand out requesting. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. And this is also the concept of sending gifts to your friends, even people who are not poor people. Laharois goidel hispashtus ho'ayin toiva. By doing this, we're showing to what extent this tov ayin has extended. Achshav now. Shekol echod einoi toiva v'yotha b'chaveroi. Where every single person is looking with a good eye towards their friends and neighbors. V'sholchen monos zelo zevela ze. And each one is sending gifts, which we don't necessarily do throughout the whole year. But on Purim, the toivayin is at such a high that I want so much to give. V'shekol zeh hu b'chinas toivayin. This is all examples of toivayin. Shekol echod einoi toiva b'chaveroi, whereby every single person is looking with a good eye at their friends and neighbors. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas hasuda shel Purim. This will also explain the special meal that we have on Purim by day. Ki achshov kishehichniu es ha-ra'ayin. Because now that we've succeeded in eliminating the ra'ayin, v'zochu le-toivayin, we're in the category of toivayin, alkein achshov hu achila b'gdusha. That makes it that any food that we eat now is in the category of holiness. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, Vayoichal, vayesht, vayitav liboi. He ate and drank, and his heart was filled with goodness, this lev toiv, which goes together with toivayin. Canal, as we discussed earlier, and as Rabbein Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, Shezeu Bechinas Achilas Shabbos. This is also the concept of the importance of eating special meals on Shabbos. Sheoz Mitzvah Gedoylo Lechoil Sholosh Sudos. On Shabbos, it's a tremendous mitzvah to have three meals. Keneged Shloish Ovois, corresponding to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Kioz B'Shabbos Subchinas Toiv Ein Kanal. Because as we discussed earlier, Shabbos is an example of Toivayin, the good eye. The word Shabbos, the shin, the three heads of the shin, represent the three colored rings of the eye, and Bas represents the pupil of the eye. V'oz Meirin Hashloish Ovois. On Shabbos, the light of Avram and Yitzchok Yaakov shines brightly. Shem Bechinas Toivayin, what is good eye? Ki'al Yodom Machnien Es Horayin. Because through them, we defeat the Ra'ayin. V'alkein oz b'Shabbos mitzvah gedoylo lechol. And that's why on Shabbos it's such a great mitzvah to eat better quality foods and to eat with simcha. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'ayoymer Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, ichlu hayoym, eat the man today, ki Shabbos hayoym, because today is Shabbos. Re'u, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, look carefully. Re'u ki Hashem nosan lechem haShabbos. Hashem has given you the Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word, Re'u daika. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu Zal tells them to do. Look. Ki oz b'Shabbos me'irin ho'enayim. Because on Shabbos is when the eyes shine brightly, the vision is heightened. Be'bechinas Re'u ki Hashem nosan lechem es haShabbos. See that Hashem has given you the Shabbos. And that's what makes it so important a mitzvah to eat. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ichlu hayoim, eat today. Kioz hu achila b'kedusha kanal. Because on Shabbos, the eating takes on a whole different level of holiness and purity.